Welcome back to another episode of Manifesting Minis. I'm your host, Amanda, and in today's episode, I want to talk about something that's really fascinating. The power of sound and how it can help us manifest our desires. We're going to dive into how different sound frequencies, music, and even your own voice can influence your manifestation journey. I'll also share some tools and tips that you can start using right away. So let's get into it. Sound is such a powerful force. It surrounds us constantly. But most of the time, we're not even really paying attention to how it affects us. Whether it's the hum of traffic outside, the songs that we listen to, or the words that we speak, sound has such a huge impact on our mood, energy, and even our subconscious mind. When it comes to manifestation, sound can be used intentionally to help align our mind, body, and spirit with what we want to create in our lives. Whether we're using music, affirmations, or certain frequencies, sound can help raise our vibration and send out the energy that we want to attract. Music is something we all connect with on a deep level. It can make us feel happy, motivated, or even emotional. But beyond just influencing our emotions, music can also play a big role in shaping our mindset. If you're constantly listening to music with lyrics that are negative or focused on lack, it can affect your subconscious mind in ways that you may not even realize. That's why it's so important to be mindful of the music that you listen to. Try to incorporate songs that uplift you, motivate you, and resonate with the energy that you want to attract. Whether it's a song that makes you feel empowered, a playlist that boosts your mood, or instrumental music that helps you focus, choose music that aligns with the energy that you want to cultivate in your life. Now let's talk about something a little more specific. Binaural beats. Binaural beats are a type of sound therapy that can influence your brainwave activity. They work by playing two slightly different frequencies in each ear, which creates a third beat that your brain aligns with. This can help you to shift your brain into different states like deep relaxation, focus, or even heightened creativity. Certain frequencies are known to help with specific intentions. For example, if you're manifesting abundance, you might want to listen to frequencies like 432Hz or 528Hz, which are said to help you attract positive energy and growth. You can find tons of these binaural beats on platforms like YouTube, Spotify, or meditation apps. They're a great tool for meditation, visualization, or even just playing in the background while you work. Another amazing tool for manifestation is subliminal audios. Subliminals are recordings that have positive affirmations embedded in them at a level that your conscious mind can't hear, but your subconscious mind picks them up. These messages work on a deeper level to reprogram your subconscious beliefs and align them with your desires. For example, you might listen to a subliminal audio focused on abundance, love, or self-confidence. Over time, these subtle affirmations can help shift your mindset, helping you to attract what you want in your life. Just like binaural beats, you can find subliminals on YouTube or specialized apps. And they're perfect for listening while you sleep or go about your day. Now, if you're feeling a little more creative, you can even make your own affirmation audios. There are apps like Parrot or Subliminal Maker that allow you to record yourself saying the affirmations and then playing them back on a loop. This is a really powerful way to manifest because you're using your own voice, which can be even more impactful. When you create your own affirmations, make sure they're in the present tense and focused on what you want to attract. For example, instead of saying, "I will be wealthy," say, "I am wealthy," or "money flows easily to me." The more emotion and intention that you put into your affirmations, the more effective they'll be. At the end of the day, the key takeaway here is that you want to be mindful of the sounds and music that you're absorbing. Whether it's the music that you listen to while driving, the conversations that you have with yourself, or the sounds that you surround yourself with, it all plays a role in shaping your energy and what you attract. So try to pay attention to how different sounds make you feel. Do they raise your energy or do they bring you down? Are they aligned with the life that you want to create? Or are they reinforcing beliefs that are of lack or limitation? Once you start to become more conscious of this, you'll find it much easier to use sound as a tool for manifestation. To wrap up, here are a few tools and tips that you can try. Listen to binaural beats or frequencies that match your intentions. Find or create affirmation audios that you can listen to daily. Be mindful of the music and sounds that you're absorbing throughout the day. Create your own playlist filled with songs that inspire and uplift you. Experiment with making your own affirmation audios using apps like Parrot. Sound is such a simple yet powerful tool that we can use to help manifest our dreams. So give it a try and see how it works for you. I hope that you found today's episode helpful. Let me know what your experience has been with sound and manifestation, and feel free to share any tools that you've used. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode of Manifesting Minis. Please don't forget to hit that like button if you've enjoyed today's episode and consider subscribing on all your favorite platforms, YouTube, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you listen. Also, be sure to check out my HeyLinkMe page where you'll find curated links to a wealth of resources. From transformative content to exclusive offers, all are designed to support you on your journey towards a more radiant and empowered you. Your support really means the world to me. Until next time, manifestors, remember that you are the operant power and you are in charge of what is happening in your life. You are the artist. Paint your canvas the way that you desire. Have a beautiful day.